This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Green Bay Packers will face off against Washington on Sunday for the NFL's wildcard playoff game. While some fans have been critical of the team lately, they did finish the season with 10 wins and 6 losses. Joining me to talk about this weekend's game is WTMJ-TV sports anchor and Mike McCarthy Show co-host Lance Allen. Lance, the last handful of games have been a bit rough for the Packers, but please remind us how they did indeed make the playoffs.
That's right. That's right, Maureen. I mean, I guess a 6-0 start was part of the reason why they are where they are here. And, you know, things definitely took a little bit of a turn after the Denver game. That was an extremely tough game for them, and it clearly took a little something out of them. But they still did well enough to lock up a playoff spot before the end of the year. And, you know, a 10-win season, and, you know, I remember growing up as a kid in Wisconsin, they won double digits, or they won 10 games twice in the regular season, once in the 70s, once in the 80s. I was born in 1970, so I don't really remember the 1972 season. 89 was a magical year, and they didn't even make the playoffs. So I think, you know, to a degree, I think we're a little bit spoiled around here. But then again, you look at it and you go, you know, they had very high aspirations for this season, and they probably thought they should have been better than 10-6.
We are a bit spoiled. This is the 7th straight year that they've made it to the playoffs.
No doubt about it. And to win double-digit victories, you know, Mike McCarthy, I think, has made the playoffs, you know, 8 of his 10 seasons with the Packers, and I think they've won double-digit victories in 7 of those 10 seasons. It's a very good run. It's hard to do in the NFL with salary cap football. And obviously that's not to sugarcoat some of the issues and some of the problems that they have, but I do think that it's one of the toughest sports around to make the playoffs on a consistent basis and to always be that good.
Ultimately, what do you think they need to do to be successful in the playoffs? I guess step one, beat Washington.
Right. And I think what's amazing to me, Maureen, about this whole situation is they've become a defensive team. Obviously, with
sure.
their offensive struggles, I think the defense will give Kirk Cousins and Washington some issues. And if they hold them to 20 or fewer points, like what, for the most part, they've done, I think the defense has done its job. Now the offense, quite frankly, needs to do a little better and do a little more.
Ultimately, every season we're hoping they make it to the Super Bowl, right? So do you think this year they have any sort of chance?
Yeah, I mean, if you make the playoffs, you always have a chance. Now, how good is that chance? It's debatable. I mean, they're not firing on all cylinders. I know the guys in the locker room claim that, hey, the slate is wiped clean. We can flip the switch. We've been there, done that. To a degree, that can happen. You don't always carry momentum in from game to game, but I do think that usually you have some air of confidence. And right now, I just don't sense that same swagger, that same confidence in this team. Can it happen? Absolutely, it can happen. I mean, I think, honestly, this matchup against Washington is somewhat favorable to them. And then, you know, whether they go to Arizona or Carolina, there's always a puncher's chance. There's always a chance. I honestly think the Packers match up better against Carolina than they do against Arizona if they would get past Washington. But there's always a chance that they could get on a roll and fix maybe at least some of the issues. I don't think all of the issues, but at least some of the issues.
Sure. So even off the playing field this season, this was a big year for the Packers. We saw Brett Favre's number 4 get retired. I saw that video of you playing catch with Bart Starr. Do you have other reflections on this past season for the Green Bay Packers?
It was still a pretty magical year. I mean, yeah, you go back to Brett Favre kind of coming, quote-unquote, back into the family, of the Packers family. I think that's pretty special. I think that's a pretty unique thing, and to be on that field with him is one of those moments that I'll never forget, quite frankly. It was pretty incredible, you know, once-in-a-lifetime moment. And now, more than likely, being a first-ballot Hall of Famer. And then you mentioned, you know, Bart Starr working so incredibly hard to get back to Lambeau Field for what is likely the last time. Just a really special moment and almost inspirational about how hard he worked with all of the health issues that he had. So, you know, some of the things off the field were pretty special for the Packers this year, and now you hope that they can, you know, do the same thing on the field and maybe make some more memories for Packers fans.
Well, Lance, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you want to talk about in regards to the game Sunday or any other thoughts on the season?
Well, you just hope that their offense can actually do something. It's been an uphill struggle, Maureen, all year long. I mean, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. I don't think the team likes to talk about it at this point, but they have clearly missed Jordy Nelson, and there's clearly something missing on the offense. But if they can run the ball consistently against Washington, Washington's defense isn't that good. They're middle of the road at best. So I think, honestly, if the Packers can run the ball and at least move the ball down the field and at least score a few touchdowns, I think they have a shot in this game.
Lance Allen is a WTMJ-TV sports anchor and co-host of The Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers play Washington on Sunday at 3:40.